Okay, episode 10, here we go. Oh. Okay, it is April 14th. It is, it's the 14th. It is 32 degrees. We got over 8 inches of snow today. And it is thick, wet, heavy snow. The kind of snow that causes snow days. So there's a very good chance our kids will be home tomorrow. Thoughts?
Yep, I'm thinking 100%.
You're betting on a snow day.
Oh, yeah. Well, the roads are horrible. Sure. I got stuck on our drive,
You know what?
Stuck in our driveway.
Okay.
I was an idiot and I took our kids to see a movie when I probably should have stayed home considering we have gotten about 8 inches of snow in the last 8 hours. Mm-hmm. So we're averaging an inch an hour and we went and seen a movie. And when I took the kids to the movie, my car had no snow on it that I can recall because I didn't even bring the brush with me. And as soon as I got out of the movie, my car was completely covered and the roads were really bad. And and it's a Sunday. See, here's the thing. The crews aren't out cleaning up roads at all.
I'm sure they are now. They usually will call them in. But, I mean, come on. April 14th?
Yeah, April 14th. Some people are probably on vacation, to be honest with you, because, you know.
They're lucky.
Yep, so April 14th.
But were there very many people at the theater?
No, it was just me and the two kids in our theater.
Yeah.
And then I told you I saw that family.
Yeah.
That we know they saw Shazam. I felt bad because our youngest really wanted to see Dumbo, and I should have been that mother who went to see Dumbo. But said I took the big kids.
Had a little bit of selfish fun.
Took the big kids to see a somewhat scary, scary movie, and reminded myself, I told them, don't tell anyone I took you to this. So, anyway, brought me back to being a kid. But it was fun. It was nice, actually, just having us in there.
Isn't it funny how we used to love horror movies when we were, like, dating, you know, when we were young?
Well, I've always liked
first them. Married. We thought we loved watching scary movies together.
Mm-hmm.
But then
I think becoming parents, like, you sort of...
I don't know, but I just don't like being that scared anymore. Like,
yeah, I don't know. Definitely, though, in the last year or so, I've watched a few scary movies, but never with you. You won't watch them with me. But
I don't like them. The last scary movie you and I watched was It in the theater.
And I made you see that.
I was freaked out for a lot of it.
And I made you see that. That was all me. I wanted to see it. So,
yep, and I jumped and shouted and...
Yeah, that was a good one. That was a good one. I thought that one was really well done. The second one's coming out this year. I will go see that, too. I will not take the kids to see that, though. I wouldn't take our kids to see it, either, the original one. But the one we saw today was Pet Sematary. Better than the first one, though. But still, the ending
still...
Sure,
the first
still,
one wasn't that good.
No, John Lithgow was in it.
Oh.
Really good. And then, really spooky, though.
I heard some things about it. I heard that they mixed it up a little bit.
They did mix it up. They actually said this one's more like the novel, I guess. Which I didn't read the novel, so I don't know. Anyway, thought it was good. It was fun to take the kids to scary movie.
What's the last novel you read?
Novel.
Yeah.
I've only read now like self-help Christian books or financial crap.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm trying to think. I have not read a novel this year, that's
it's
for sure.
Interesting you say that too, because last summer I wanted to read, or maybe it was last year, I wanted to read the 100 best novels. I wanted to make sure I go through the list of novels that the top 100 novels of all time.
Yeah, nobody's got time for that. Like, we couldn't even, we didn't even do the top 100 movies. Remember, we did, like, the first few, and it's like,
Yeah, but I think it's, like, more of a, I mean, if you did 2 books a week, but.
Oh, that's not too much. I'm trying to just do a, like, one of my goals this year was a book a week.
Right.
And even that is challenging.
Right. So.
With, I mean, unless you got more time.
I just finished, I'm still reading the Michelle Obama book, but I just finished The Girl Stop Apologizing, because I'm on this whole Rachel Hollis kick. And I'm reading that Simple Path to Wealth
right
now, and it keeps getting me to think about the Vanguard funds.
Yeah, I'm reading 2 books right now. I'm reading The Simple Path to Wealth here. And I guess I'm reading more than two. But I'm reading that, and then the people from The Grow Thing that we went to out in Seattle.
Right,
they sent me a book. It's pretty good.
Yeah, you told
me. So I've been reading
it.
Some of that in the morning. But I think the last non, the last fiction book that I read is The Greatest Man in Babylon. Is that what it's called? It's actually a book about the richest man in Babylon, it's called.
You know what I thought you were going to say? That Bugs Potter, that Bug the Drummer book, that
I haven't read that in years, but that's a good one. No, The Richest Man in Babylon is sort of a very famous old...
I've never heard of it.
...book about sales, about wealth management, and wealth
and
building.
It's a novel?
But it's written, it's written in a fictional way.
I'll have to look at that one. Yeah, but the last novel I've read, I don't know what it is. I have no clue. I don't know.
Twilight?
No, you never let me read those. You told me I couldn't.
But you got one anyway.
Yes, and then I gave it away or something, but you told me I wasn't allowed to read those, so I never read them.
50 Shades of Grey.
I never read those books. Did you ever see me read those?
No.
So, but you told me I wasn't allowed to read those either. Actually, I don't want to read those because those are like pornography, so.
Yeah, I thought maybe you were under the covers with a flashlight.
No, I have to like stand like on ground with that one because I don't want my kids to read that.
Yeah, it doesn't sound very healthy.
No, actually, so what I do know of 50 Shades of Grey, because I know a lot about it, because when...
every woman in the world
our youngest son was a baby, and I remember all the stay-at-home moms and teachers were at the pool reading them.
Yeah, I remember.
And they were talking about, like, their sex lives getting better. But what actually, the story's really sort of sad. So the girl... You know, falls in love with this rich, like, millionaire playboy type, and he basically...
Yeah, but he's sadistic.
He is sadistic, and she has a sexual affair with him, and it's not good. It's not healthy. It's a very unhealthy, abusive relationship. Well, then in the second book, and I learned all this through Wikipedia, in the second book, you find out about his past, that he had his mother's friend was actually sexually abusing him. And taught him all of these things. So this is like, so really it was a pattern of abuse.
Sure.
And then in the third book, I believe they like get married and have a kid, which is really weird.
Oh my gosh, that's bizarre.
So, but the only thing I'll say I know about the person who wrote the book was she's like a Mormon, which is really funny.
Oh, I didn't know.
And she's a stay-at-home mom and when she was bored. But I've heard, like, the grammar is terrible, and I've heard that they were very poor written.
It's just smut for women who can feel like it's not, they're not watching porn.
Well, yeah, and you know what's sad, though? Like I said, like, when you hear women say, like, that their sex lives are better after they read it, that sort of breaks my heart to hear
It's just because they're all horny. They're all horned up for a few minutes.
Right, so, like, they weren't having sex with their, which
yeah,
I know
all,
a lot of
they
people
all got all horned up for a few months.
That don't want.
And were getting frisky, and so, of course, things are a little bit better because they were putting in an effort, but it's not healthy.
No. Well, how would you feel, or, I mean, I don't.
Hey, I'm all for people enjoying their spouse and all that and whatever they want to do, bring in the bedroom, whatever.
You're all for it. Bring in whatever you want.
Do
in the bedroom.
You? But like, wanting to be mistreated and like degraded and that kind of thing. I don't know. That to me doesn't.
It's a turn on.
And be hurt.
What's a turn on to you?
Just snoring. I don't know, baby. Yeah, lots of things. I don't think we gotta go through that.
Why? What's
wrong? Because I don't want to talk about my turn ons or my turn offs. It doesn't matter.
Fine. Don't talk about them. That's the difference between us. I don't mind talking about it.
Yeah, that's weird. I don't have that kind of conversation with anybody. It sounds like you have it a lot.
I don't talk about that. They confide in me and tell me that they don't want to have sex with their spouses.
Bring up topics that I just don't think are appropriate or that I want to be involved in, I just change the subject.
I think it's sad.
It is sad.
Anyway.
I'm just glad we have a really healthy, good sex life. And we're happy. We always have been. And that's it. That's all that matters.
You know my favorite times in our relationship are, though? When we laugh. Mm-hmm. I feel like we haven't had enough laughing times lately.
We've had some good laughs.
We laughed yesterday, but I'm talking about, well, that's because of Melissa McCartney, though.
Yeah.
That's because of, I always say I want to be her character from Life of the Party. And my husband always makes fun of me. And it's like, whatever. And so, no, yeah.
I agree with that you are that character.
Yeah. I like.
She's a bit of a very slightly exaggerated version.
Anyway, and college girls tend to really like me. And last night I was invited to a bar to go hang out with some. But I did not go. I stayed home and went to bed instead. Mm-hmm. Which I think was the good decision to make.
Popped out again?
Yeah. Except for, just so you know, the night that the teenagers are possibly going to that youth retreat, a friend of mine posted a ladies' mom's night out again.
Oh, I don't know, baby. Did not seem like a good thing when you went last time.
Yeah.
Seemed kind of like a little bit of a crap show.
Yeah, the one lady. Yeah. So, anywho.
It's very sad people.
Yeah. But besides that, so it's winter. It's 8.
Suddenly it's winter again. We got 8 inches of snow.
The last time I think we made a podcast, it was nice out. I think so.
This is episode number 10. Can you believe it?
Really?
Yeah.
And the most we've had is 5 listens, right? That's pretty good.
I doubt anybody's listening, but.
No, not right now. I'm saying in general.
We're at 10.
I'm excited. Yeah. 10.
I think I had said that one of my goals for the year was to give you, was to do one of these with you, maybe a week.
Yeah, we're not doing that.
So we're not quite on that. Well, we're not that far off though.
I don't know.
We could catch up. I mean, we're only maybe 14 weeks into the year.
It's fine. We've had some tension lately in general. Not really with each other, just in life.
You know what? No, we're more like 18 weeks into the year, aren't we?
Yeah, I was going to say. Yeah. Hey.
So we are behind. But hey, once every other week, maybe twice a month. It's not bad.
We're going to get better.
I'd like to do it once a week.
Me too.
Once a week or whenever, I guess, the mood strikes us, but at least once a week or an average of once a week, so that by the end of this year, maybe we have, you know, 40 or 50 of them.
Be awesome. You know what I'm excited about? I think when we're in Boston, we should do one.
Okay.
When we're in Boston.
Sure.
We're going to Boston in a few weeks. I'm pretty excited about it. Mm-hmm. I want to find out, like...
I'm really hoping you don't get beat up at the baseball game.
Why do you think I will?
Just because you're always picking fights with people at baseball games.
I did not pick a fight at this baseball game. You know, no, but there is, for some reason, something about me that attracts people to...
Make comments.
Yeah, which is really weird because I don't feel like I do anything. I know
what happened this last time, but what happened the other time?
What other time?
The time before.
What are you talking about?
I know what happened when we were at Yankee Stadium this last time.
Yeah, when did I...
Wasn't there a time...
I don't think I've had a fight happen.
Didn't you have... Yeah, you had something at that stadium The first time we went.
No, it wasn't me. It was the people in front of us. Remember those people, kids got kicked out of their seat? The parents got kicked
out. Oh, was that all it was? They were being real rude and it really turned you off.
It pissed me off to see that those people being really rude.
They were super rude
to those kids.
Yeah.
And the kids were like...
Yeah, and it seemed really unnecessary. Like, they just had a real bad attitude about it. Like, you know, okay, so what? So some kids were in your seat. You know, it was by mistake, first
Scoot
of all.
Over, you know,
and they were separated from their parents. Their parents had went to get something.
That set me off right there.
And they just wanted to throw them out. It's like, well, listen, I think these are our seats. My dad bought these seats. We got to wait here for them. And they acted like, oh my gosh. Like
that,
they were just.
Unfortunately, I have the personality where if something happens to anybody, I can't help but be like. I just really take it on. I do. I don't know why. I'm very much so. I would be a vigilante in some ways, I think.
No. Who just, like, screams and then cries.
That's not true. In my
head,
I'm like.
Fight anybody.
In my head, I'm like Superwoman.
Yeah. Well, in reality, though.
I'm a housewife.
So you really wanted to. You were hating those people so bad that it wrecked the game for you. And then the last time we were there, you got in a screaming match.
But that
with
wasn't
a guy.
My fault.
No. No, it was just a guy being a jerk.
And he pushed me to the edge. I mean, I ignored him for minutes before. I didn't even tell you what was going on.
No, I know. I just had to find out about it as you're screaming at him.
Well, because I was hoping that it.
Yeah, that he would shut up. It's fine, though. We tag team screamed at him. He shut up, sort of. But still ruined the game for us. You know what I mean?
I tried my hardest to make it a good game for
you. Yeah, but we couldn't enjoy sitting there after that. We should have moved, probably. Just went and found another section where there were some empty seats. But it was already seventh inning stretch. Like, you know, we saw most of the game. The Yankees won, which is more than I can say for the Tigers. But anyway, let's wrap it up. I am freezing. I'm getting snowed on. My towel is covered in snow.
We'll talk to you later.
So man and wife are going to go warm up.